Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." So this is Easter Sunday. Jesus has resurrected. And so on Friday, we talked about how he first appeared to Mary Magdalene, though we know that there were, from the other Gospels, there were other women there as well. And here, for the first time then, he appears to his disciples. And I just find it interesting. There's no real point to this, but it's interesting that John doesn't tell us that much about this moment. We just know that the disciples are locked in a room, likely in fear, and Jesus came and he appears to them and he says, "Peace be with you," because they were afraid. Now, they were afraid partially because of their afraid of the Jews and people around, like coming to get them possibly. But here also, I think there's this fear because they're seeing Jesus. And so he shows them also his hands and his side. He's showing them his scars. He's showing them that, hey, this is me. And what's interesting is that John just tells us in one sentence, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. It feels like a bit of an understatement of what actually happened here. You feel like if we were there, we would have written pages and like books about just this one moment here, but that's not really the focus of this passage. And so the emphasis that John has is what Jesus said to them in this moment. So again, he says, "Peace be with you." And, you know, I think that's important here. That's an emotional peace because of all that they've been going through. And maybe it's peace, like, hey, about the things that they would experience as well. He says it twice. He says it again in verse 21, "Peace be with you." And then Jesus starts commissioning them, right? There's the passage known as, the verse is known as the Great Commission in Matthew. They don't show up, those words don't show up here in John, but this is maybe the closest version of the Great Commission in the Gospel of John here. And he says to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." It's just one line here, but there's like a vast amount of meaning behind this line because it's as the Father sent Jesus. How did the Father send Jesus? That involves him coming as a child, incarnation, living amongst people, preaching, teaching, healing, ministering to the sick, ministering to Gentiles, and then ultimately suffering, persecuted, death on a cross. As the Father sent Jesus, Jesus sent out his disciples as well to live incarnationally, to preach, to teach, to minister to the sick, to the homeless, to the Gentiles, and to maybe even suffer and die for his name. But it isn't just, this is your job now, I'm going to go retire somewhere else, and you guys are on your own. No, in verse 22, he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He breathes on them. And he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, at this moment, they don't fully receive the Spirit here. Now, that would come like a few weeks later at Pentecost. But this is a prophetic moment in a sense, right? As he breathes upon them, it's like a sign to them, hey, this is coming. The Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to guide you. And remember everything I told you a few nights ago as we were having that Last Supper together. The Holy Spirit would come, would be their counselor, to help them speak, to proclaim and preach the good news of Jesus. And last thing he says here is that, you know, if you forgive the sins of others, they're forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld. What is happening here is Jesus is giving them authority. As they have the Spirit, as they have a commission, he's giving them the authority. He's saying they have the authority to forgive the sins of others. Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus' disciples can forgive the sins of others, like in the sense that like when they see there's people around them who have sinned, they go and die on a cross for their sake, right? That forgiveness isn't upon their shoulders per se, but they have the authority, in a sense, to forgive sins as they share about Jesus with them. Now, in some ways, that almost softens what Jesus says, but it's like we still have to recognize this is power, this is authority. In a sense, what Jesus is saying is that salvation, the eternal destiny of others, you have an important role to play in those things. So this is what the resurrection of Jesus here in John, what it's pointing to. It's not just like, whoa, Jesus did this. Oh, wow, Jesus was resurrected. So we have this kind of this vague idea of hope or of peace. But there's a deeper peace at play here. There's a commissioning, the Holy Spirit, authority to minister, to affect the eternal destiny of others. This is one of the things, at least, that Jesus accomplished through his death and through his resurrection. And so as we remember what Jesus has done, as we remember his cross, as we remember his resurrection, this is what it points to for us. We are given peace. We are given the Spirit. And we are commissioned to go on mission for Jesus, to go and share the good news of Jesus with others so that others can experience his forgiveness and his love as well. Let's live this out. Let's live out this commission as we know what Jesus has done for us. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we recognize your power, your authority, your greatness, and we recognize that you have risen from the dead, and that because of that, what we see here, we have a role to play now. We are your hands and your feet now, your church. Use us, God. May we proclaim the good news of you through our actions, through our preaching, and as we go out to strive to see healing, and as we strive to minister to this world. And may we do that with the peace you give us. May we do that with the authority you give us. May we do that with your Holy Spirit. Bless us, Jesus. Bless us as your church. Use us, God, for your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.